Hare Krishna. It's Sunday. I'm still reporting here from the hospital. And looks like I'll be here at least until Thursday. And let's hope that on Thursday I can leave. That'll be 3 weeks straight. My kidney functions are improving. I don't have today's results, but yesterday's creatinine, which is the only abnormal function, or grossly abnormal function, is at 290, and that came down from almost 600 over the last week, or maybe even more. And I still have a certain degree of dizziness, no nausea, and still double vision, although that's somewhat improved. This morning I managed to write my Vyas Puja offering. I say managed to because I had to, in order to focus on my computer, I had to look through one eye. So I had to squint. In fact, when I look at people or talk, I need to squint because that's the only way I can see one of everything rather than two. And I sent that off for editing, and then I'll send it away. Yes, puja offerings are have deadline by the middle of April. And I'm getting to know many of the staff here. I'm almost like a permanent fixture. And I had the opportunity, or I have the opportunity, to preach to them, doctors, to nurses. And this morning was Umesh, one of the persons who comes and takes blood. And he also does the tests on the blood. And he's a nice man, interestingly. He was a schoolmate of Shruti Dharma and Pranabandhu Prabhu. And very nice man, vegetarian, and not a devotee, or at least not yet, but spiritually inclined and open to hearing. So I had an opportunity to preach to him and gave him a chant and be happy. And I'm trying to teach him the Maha Mantra. He still has some misunderstanding as to how the mantra goes, but he'll learn, and tomorrow we'll give him some beads as well, so he can start chanting on them. And everyone's also getting some prasadam, as Ananda Chaitanya brings a good quantity of Mahaprasadam from the manor, that all the nurses and cleaners and doctors and everyone very much appreciates. Prasadam is something everyone likes. And the weather's eased up a little, which is nice because it allows me to have an open window here in the room, although I still have two heaters in here to keep the temperature up. And because of the dizziness and my vision problem, I can't really read for any length of time. So I'm listening. Yesterday I listened to this very nice lecture that Mother Vishakha gave at Buckland Hall not long ago about Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada's care for devotees, and particularly Prabhupada's care for his lady disciples. And they were very, very beautiful narrations, and she's a really wonderful speaker. And it was just nice to hear some things that I hadn't heard before. There's so many things that we haven't heard, and by hearing from other Vaishnavis, we have an opportunity to do that. I particularly liked one of the stories that she cave, which was her marriage, and her marriage and the marriage of another devotee couple coincided, and the other devotee couple had already been married, and now they're getting remarried. Not only that, but the bride-to-be was already pregnant. So here was Srila Prabhupada. He was going to be presiding over these weddings, or at least he was there. And what to do when Prabhupada was certainly not in favor of divorce and remarriage, but at the same time, it was already too late, considering that there was a chance that this time the man would have stick to the lady, and she was already pregnant. So Srila Prabhupada's solution was the following. He told his disciple Gurudas to set up two kundas and to have two marriage ceremonies. The first one was for the other couple, and for that Gurudas performed the whole ceremony. The devotees were there, the fire was lit, everything took place, but Srila Prabhupada didn't come out. He wasn't there. And then when that was finished, then Gurudas moved over to the second Yajnashala, and to have Vishakha Devi and Yadava Puru's marriage. And at that time, Srila Prabhupada came out and presided over their wedding. So he didn't forbid it, but at the same time, he made a clear statement by not being personally present. So that was very, very interesting, and many other nice stories. So that's a little update as to what I've been doing. And now I'm going to do the Hungarian podcast, and thereafter continue chanting Hare Krishna. That whether one is dizzy or has double vision or treble vision, one can always do, and especially closing one's eyes, then in meditation, vision is always very, very good. There's no problem with eyesight there. Hare Krishna.